Welcome to Merton College Chapel and to this service of Choral Evensong. A particular welcome to those listening to this service as a podcast. The congregation is invited to be seated for the singing of the psalm, Psalm 119 from verse 33.
The first lesson is written in the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 58. Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rearguard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry, and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually, and satisfy your needs in parched places, and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. If you refrain from trampling the Sabbath, from pursuing your own interests on my holy day, If you call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways, serving your own interests or pursuing your own affairs, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride upon the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of your ancestor Jacob, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Here ends the first lesson.
My soul hath magnified the Lord. The second lesson is written in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 25. Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the fountain of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those at his left hand, 'You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison, and did not take care of you?' Then he will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." Here ends the second lesson.
Thank you. Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits upon the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both the hearts may be said to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee, we being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Sings the anthem, Exultate Deo. Sing we merrily unto God our strength. Words from Psalm 81, music by Palestrina. Let us pray. Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. As Jesus identifies himself with those on the margins of society, so let us pray for all those who are in need at this time. For the hungry and homeless, for refugees and asylum seekers, for the sick and for prisoners. O Lord, who though thou wast rich, yet for our sakes didst become poor, and hast promised in thy holy gospel that whatsoever is done to the least of thy brethren, thou wilt receive as done to thee. Give us grace, we humbly beseech thee, to be ever willing and ready to minister as thou enablest us, to the needs of others, and to extend the blessings of thy kingdom over all the world, to thy praise and glory, who art God over all, blessed forever.
Amen. Amen.
Let us remember before God this college and university, giving thanks for the opportunities provided for us here. Let us pray for all who make up our college community, for the warden and fellows, the whole student body, old members, and college staff. And let us ask God's blessing upon all involved in the work of education and research, that those who pursue wisdom and learning may be inspired and guided by his truth. O God, who art nigh to all them that call upon thee in truth, who art thyself the truth, whom to know is life eternal, instruct us with thy divine wisdom, and teach us thy law, that we may know the truth and walk in it. Through him in whom the truth was made manifest, even Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord.
Amen.
And let us join together these and all our prayers in the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore.
Amen.
Stand to sing hymn number 385.